Hey everyone, and welcome to Random Thoughts from A. So today's episode, we're going to be unpacking thoughts on long-distance relationships. So we're going to unpack the messy, beautiful, often confusing world of human connection. My name is Alex, and today I want to talk about something that a lot of people either idealize or dread. Let's get started. You know, long-distance relationships kind of get a bad rep. People often say they never work or it's just too hard. And while yes, it can be really hard, I think that's only part of the story. I've seen long-distance relationships that were more emotionally connected than couples who live 10 minutes away from each other. I've also seen some fall apart under the weight of time zones, missed calls, and that ache of missing someone who just simply isn't there. So today I want to unpack the good, the bad, and the very real lessons that come with being in or even considering a long-distance relationship. So what makes it work? Let's start with the positives. Because despite the challenges, long-distance can actually reveal the core of a relationship pretty quickly. Communication becomes everything. Because you're not relying on physical presence to feel connected, so you have to talk. You learn to express emotions, talk through conflict, and actually listen without the distractions of just hanging out. You build in emotional intimacy while you're not physically together. Conversations often get deeper. You're not just talking about your day. You're talking about your fears, your dreams, and your doubts. There's a kind of intentional way in long distance. You don't just fall into a relationship. You choose to keep showing up for it. That effort can actually create a very strong foundation. But obviously, none of this works without trust, consistency, and some kind of shared goal. Which brings me to what makes it fall apart. Here's where things really get tough. There's no end date. There's no direction. One of the hardest part about long distance is not knowing when it will end. We'll figure it out someday, but it's rarely enough. Without the plan, even the strongest love can start to feel like it's floating into limbo. Jealousy and insecurity creeps in. It's easy to start reading into text delays or social media posts. And without clear communication, even small misunderstandings can spiral. Life happens and people change as well. Because one of you grows in a new direction, or maybe the distance isn't just physical, it becomes emotional as well. That's not to say failure means it wasn't worth it. Sometimes long-distance relationships teaches us what we value, what we need, and how we love. So all in all, my final thoughts are, is it worth it? Honestly, I think they can be, but they're not for the faint of heart. You need mutual effort, honest communication, and a shared sense of purpose. You need to be okay with missing someone deeply and still finding joy in your own life. Because ultimately, distance can test the relationship, but it can also refine it. Sometimes the love you're holding across the miles, it's real, it's strong, and it's worth fighting for. Anyways, thanks for listening to Random Thoughts from A. If you've been in a long-distance relationship or in one now, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Your story might be featured in a future episode as well, if you would like. Anyways, until next time, love and intention, communicate with honesty, and take care of your heart.